This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I hope it's sane for you. It is for me. I'm Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, I had Star Parker on the show yesterday, and if you can, go get the segment. Because I ran out of time in our normal segment. She was on with me longer than the regular segment. So what I did was I cut it short, but I couldn't replay it because it was just frankly it was just too long. But if you really want to hear, head up to the website. Actually, I've just got to post it. I forgot about it. I got to post it up there. But you can find us on Spreaker, YouTube, all those places where you'll see the longer version of that. But if you know, if you like the woman, if you understand what she stands for, and you're in line with her, then you go and support her. Support her cause. Support what she does. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can buy my book. That's a good thing. I can, like I've been saying, you know, you guys, some of you guys make fun of my shirts. Stop making fun of my shirts. You know, the striped ones and all that, and I seem to have the same group. Of course I do. You know, I don't believe in luck, but I'm comfortable in my shirts. You know, they're very comfortable, and I don't like change. You know, as a stereotypical man, I can't stand change. But if I have to, and I have to buy some new shirts, I'll do that. But you have to buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Come on, ain't that hard. Doesn't require brain surgery to figure it out. You know, again, did I just do what I think I did? You know, I am not the smartest man. What did they say? I'm not the smartest guy in the room. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So we could do 5 hours on some of the dumbest stories out there. And people that are buying into the fake news, and it ain't the right pushing the fake news. Let me tell you what. So again, you know, to add insult to injury, I think we're just going to do like a smorgasbord for the moment. But to add insult to injury, when you look at this stuff, I mean, you look at it is so irritating with what our colleges are doing to your kids. That's why I keep telling you, don't just write the check. Find out what's going on. Find out what's going on at these colleges. Not everything that you think these colleges are doing, not everything, you know, just because you dumped them there, doesn't mean they know what's going on. Doesn't mean they're going to do what's best for your child. Now, Colgate University recently provided a safe space for students to share emotions. That's right, the Trump emotions. They want them to talk about Trump's executive order on immigration, which Colgate says unjustly targets citizens from Muslim-majority countries. You know, these are supposed to be, you know, places of learning, right? Yet they can't, they don't know anything. It doesn't mostly, matter of fact, pretty much every country on that target, on that list, is majority Muslim. Because the list, or the executive order, is the target countries that and well, I would say support terrorism. But there's a lot more than, what, six, seven, eight, nine countries. Now, the on March 9th, shortly after Trump signed the revised immigration order, the college ordered a one-hour solidarity space on the immigration executive order. Now, the space was intended to allow students concerned about and angry with the unjust and restrictive order. Did they have 11 of those in during Obama? Can somebody check that for me? During Obama's administration, when he did it 11 times, these are countries that he chose, your Lord and Savior, Mr. Obama. But you can't be bothered with it. Is that kind of what you're saying? I mean, this is truly, 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 truly all crazy stuff. This is why these places concern me. I don't care what words you want to use. Whatever words you want to use is fine by me. But these places scare me. They scare me to no end because of this kind of craziness. Do you know? Does you know? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, if you're interested in speaking up or sharing your emotions, well, it's too late now for you to go there. That would have been fun. I would have showed up. I would have signed up for a class just to show up there. If you're interested in speaking up or sharing your emotions and thoughts about the executive order, please feel free to come to the chapel basement. Now, I guarantee you, that's funny. That's funny right there. Right? Think about it. They're going to have it at the chapel basement. Now, these people are crazy about God and that kind of stuff to begin with. I'll bet you they took every cross, every Bible, every spiritual, everything out of that chapel. Funny they put the chapel in the basement, though, huh? Chapel basement on Thursday, March 9th at 8:30. The event described reads, this event aims to create a safe, supportive space where people can express feelings about the executive order, listen, stand in solidarity with those affected. You know, if you don't have God in your life, if you're not praying, you don't have a higher power, you don't have a... What are you standing in solidarity? What are you meditating on to? How does anything change, really? Seriously. Just asking. Well, the calendar invite proclaims that all are welcome. The event described only shares a critical view of the order, calling it an unjust restriction on Muslim immigrants and a threat to international travelers and refugees. So what if you're okay with the order? Then what? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. I got a lot more coming up after the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
I think, oh, I don't know. No comment.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, if you're going through that snowstorm, you know that you do have options. We live in the United States. I left during the blizzard of 78, got out of there, came to California. But I don't know which was worse, the 15 feet of snow or kind of what I'm doing dealing with in California right now. Anyway, I've got Dale Bellis joining me right now. He's the CEO of Liberty HealthShare, and you know, with everything going on right now, and our, I'll say it, I don't want him to say it because I don't want him to get sucked up in the political stuff there. My boys on the Republican side, they weren't ready. They obviously weren't Boy Scouts because they weren't ready for what is coming down on them right now. 61 votes to repeal Obamacare. And there was no plan B ready. I don't even get this. This is irritating me to know. And anyway, Dale, thanks for being with me today.
It is such a pleasure, Joe. Thank you. Always fun to be with you.
Well, you know, it is. It is an irritant to me to where, you know, if they were really bent set out to replace the Unaffordable Care Act, you would have thought they would have been ready with plan B. is what they're coming down with right now. If, God forbid, they push through their plan, and that's my personal feelings, how does that affect health sharing?
Well, at this juncture, it is unclear, frankly. And, in fact, we have a presence on Capitol Hill right now talking to key legislators and those that are formulating these policies to just make sure, number one, that the definition of healthcare sharing that currently exists with the Affordable Care Act is carried forward into federal law so that our exemption is maintained. So that's number one. Number two, we are, frankly, asking for an inclusion in the expansion of HSAs. We believe healthcare sharing members ought to have the ability to utilize health savings accounts because we really are a grassroots freedom in healthcare movement, and HSAs fit beautifully into our model, and so we're asking for that expansion. And so those are ongoing conversations. In fact, frankly, I'm jumping on the airplane tomorrow morning and flying to D.C. To meet with a number of key legislators. And so we're continuing that conversation just to make sure that healthcare sharing continues its exemption and the freedom from the kind of intrusion that seems to be the mindset in America today. Where in the Constitution, Joe, does it ever say that the federal government has a role in health care? I don't get it. But nonetheless, that's the mindset in our nation. We just simply want to have the freedom to pursue our shared values.
Well, it's funny you should say that, because it's not just health care or what have you. When you look at all the areas of intrusion and around health care, don't get me wrong, but you know, think about the little gotchas that they put into these bills and they put into these laws that really have an overreach. And when I look at what's going on out there, and I, again, because being on the air every day, I have to go look at some of these issues and the things that people are complaining about. I don't know if you saw Nancy Pelosi's tweet the other day, but she was she put out with a link back to POTUS. She says, give us your stories about health care and, you know, let us know how great the Affordable Care Act was. She got bombarded with negatives about people whose premiums had doubled and tripled, you know, deductibles had double, triple. It was almost impossible for them to keep up the health care that they wanted. Explain.
Well, it's a very serious question that we're confronting in our culture and in our nation. What role should the federal government have in the care of our health? And that's a key factor, a key question. And there seems with the launch of the Affordable Care Act, but we have suddenly entered a new era when it becomes the accepted norm that the federal government should have a say and create the guidance and the standards and the guidelines for the way health care is conducted in America. And that's really a key question. And as a nation, we have to confront that question and direct our legislators. And I just simply, as well as Liberty HealthShare as a whole, just are continuing to advocate for healthcare freedom for all. Let us, within healthcare sharing, conduct the care of our health in the way we believe God gives us the wisdom to do it. But allow the rest of the citizens to have their same freedom.
You know, people ask me on a regular basis. Now, I got to tell you, I don't know if you know this, but I'm constantly asking people, listen, when it comes to a sponsor of ours, reach out to me. Let me know how you've been treated. If you think that something went sideways, let me know. I got to tell you, I haven't had any of those calls from Liberty HealthShare. I mean, the one or two calls that you know, somebody had a, I guess they were busting at the seams to tell me, look, it was a really pleasant experience. I didn't feel like I was talking to a bureaucrat. I didn't feel like I was talking to somebody high up in an quote unquote an insurance company who spoke with all these words that I didn't understand. You know, explain to people the difference between health care and health sharing.
Well, it's a simple distinction, but it is a mindset change. It's a paradigm shift. Health sharing is nothing more, Joe, than you and I agreeing between ourselves Joe, if you ever have a medical bill, I will chip in and help you pay your medical bill. And if I have a bill, you'll do the same. And we expand that partnership or cooperation between you and I to a third family, and then a fourth. And suddenly, we have tens of thousands of families who join in on that concept of mutual assistance, of mutual aid. And so it's not a contract of indemnity. Pardon me, it's not a guarantee with some kind of extensive contractual relationship. It's voluntary. It's cooperative, based on neighborliness. That's the difference. And so healthcare sharing is just simply caught on like a grass fire in the prairie, because it's really healthcare freedom at its most basic expression.
You know, it's funny. I had somebody on the show yesterday. We were just talking about how in the old days, you know, back at Horse and Buggy, but, you know, in the older days, when in a community where you really knew each other, you really cared about each other, these kind of things, we didn't really need welfare. You didn't need government assistance because the community came together and they took care of Mr. Smith or Mr. Jones, who may have broken his leg and was out of work for a little bit, or they were going through a rough patch. We've kind of, now what we've done is we've allowed the government to creep in and take care of us. And I don't have to know my neighbor anymore because, you know, El Governmento will take care of it. Listen, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to hit more on that. I want to hit more on truly how this works. You know, deductibles on and those death panels. You know you have those death panels hidden in there somewhere that won't give me what I want. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Dale Bellis joins us with Liberty Health Share, and we'll be back in just a minute. Become a member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Mancini, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Throw you a couple of nitwits.
We are back. You're listening to Real Sight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me. We're allowing the political correctness around us to really just strangle us. And so I do appreciate guys like Dale Bellis with Liberty Health Share giving us different ways of taking care of things, different ways to take care of ourselves and get the government out. I don't want them just out of my bedroom, right? You know, some people say, they shouldn't be in our bedroom. I don't want my bedroom. I don't want them in my wallet. I don't want them in my business. I don't want them at my dinner table. Do you know what I'm saying? Dale, I want little pequeño government, you know? Dale, thanks for joining me today. So let's get back to
it. It is such a pleasure. Thank you.
let's get back. You know, we kind of rushed through because we came up on the end of the segment, but you know, it's really true that in the 70s when I was growing up in a neighborhood in Boston, we all knew each other, and when somebody got sick or somebody got hurt or what have you, I saw families coming together to help them out. They didn't need the government. They didn't need. We got together with money, we got together with food, and we didn't have anything, but everybody did it and made it work. It's a whole different mindset, but health sharing is kind of back to that, isn't it? It's back to the community.
It is. It's a return to those core values and principles that has made America great and really defines how, as a nation, we've stood with one another through times of crisis. I think of it. You know, when a child falls into the well, the entire nation holds its breath until that a child is rescued out of the well.
That's right.
Miners, the mine collapses. Earth-moving equipment comes from every corner of the nation to dig those miners out.
Yep.
That's the DNA of America. And we have simply turned that principle of neighbor helping neighbor, being there for one another in times of need and crisis, and turn that principle towards health care. And said, so let's just join together and help each other pay our medical expenses, and we do that on a voluntary cooperative basis, throw in technology in a systematic way to meet those costs and expenses, and we just simply crowdfund each other whenever we have those medical costs. We've succeeded in that way for years.
It's nice to see this go back. And when I encourage people to go out to the Liberty Health Share website and look at what they have, look at what's going on. I got to tell you again, in talking, and I know that others don't have this opportunity, but in talking to people that have engaged, they really do feel like it's not this large bureaucratic company that they can't get anything done with. Now,
it's not because our members make those decisions themselves, and that's one of the things that both surprises new members and is so attractive. We make those choices about the kinds of bills we're going to share in, how we go about and conduct our community with one another based upon our members' voices. They vote on these matters, and we've constructed our guidelines in the course of the year. We have several items being voted on by our members right now regarding the way in which we structure our guidelines and our programs. So it's member-oriented, member-decided and driven, and that's what gives such life and energy to healthcare sharing.
Well, I joked with you about it in the last segment, but those sneaky little death panels that you have hidden behind doors. You know, I'm 71 years old. I need a new kidney, and right. You got the little panel going. Oh no. He's 71. He's done. Yeah, replace his kidney. But the death panel, and I'm joking, obviously, is the other members, right? There's a group of people sitting around going, okay, we need to pay into that, or we need to do that, or we need to share that with this person. There's no real death panel, obviously.
That's precisely it. That's it. We have 140,000 members who are making those choices and decisions every month. And my money, every member's money each month, is being set aside in their own secure online account. We call it a share box. And it's then matched to another member who has a medical bill. And so your money is going from your online account, and you see it go to that receiving members' expense, message them with cheer, encouragement, or prayer, whatever the case may be. And like a true social community, we're developing those kinds of connections every month.
You know, and Dale, my wife is very much into holistic healing and taking supplements and that kind of thing. And she's, you know, she's in great health. A lot of insurance companies will go, we don't cover that. Okay, no, we don't cover that. And no, you can't go to the chiropractor more than, 3.5 times. I mean, does health sharing, does Liberty Health Share promote different ways of health and healing and pre-health, if you would?
Well, we do encourage our members to pursue alternative means of care, homeopathic treatments. In fact, I'm a patient with a homeopath myself. I pursue those kinds of remedies outside of conventional medical care. In many cases, those are successful and work immensely well, and we share in those costs and expenses. And so, yes, we encourage alternative treatments.
Yeah, and again, I've seen it. I was one of those guys. You're going to laugh at me. I know you are. But I was one of those guys that would laugh at her. She has these little bottles, and, you know, the homeopathic remedies seem to, they don't require 7,000 milligrams to get healthy. You know, and she would go to the chiropractor, and she would do things that I wasn't used to. It wasn't normal medicine for me as a kid growing up. You went to the doctor, you got a shot, and that was supposed to make everything better. But, you know, again, she is healthier than I am, you know, in the grand scheme of things, and some of her friends. And I've seen it work with some of her friends. So it's very disheartening to know that in a traditional healthcare environment, not only will they not pay for it, they poo-poo, and they don't encourage you to go seek out these other remedies. But telling people that in the health share environment, you can seek out other things, other ways to be whole and healthy, correct?
Well, let me just tell you, there is a lot of evidentiary basis for those kinds of alternative treatments. Our physician advisory panel incorporates out of the five, there are two who are naturopathic MDs. And so we have a panel of experts that we turn to for resolving and answering sometimes questions that are not apparent on the surface. And so there is a lot of evidence underpinning those remedies and alternative treatments, and so we welcome them.
All right, so all this wonderful stuff going on, all these great things that you have, I am sure you've got to be three times as high as that Affordable Care Act when it comes to premiums and deductibles, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah, it simply puts into the hands of the individual member the motivation, their own desire to direct, manage, and control their own care. And when that happens, Joe, the remarkable fact is when it's my money at stake and I'm engaged in making those individual choices, now we have tens of thousands of our member households who are the gatekeepers of costs.
That's right.
And that changes the game. and so it's a downward cost curve as opposed to an upward one because of that principle. And I would only hope that our thought leaders and legislators in D.C. would grasp hold of that principle. When you put those choices in the hands of the individual consumer, it changes the game.
My brother, you're praying for miracles if you think those guys in D.C.
Yeah,
are
going to
hold for this. You're praying big time. Oh, no. And it's funny because people think, you know, the premiums, and I don't think they're not called premiums, I don't think, but under HealthShare, the cost is much less than it is, again, with the Affordable Care Act, which is proof positive. Take it out of the hands of government. We can give you better for less. Isn't that true?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, our costs, we call them share amounts, $199 for a single, $299 for a couple, $449 for a family of three or more. We don't count more than three. And that's per month. So those dollars are being set aside to assist another person every month.
I'm laughing because somebody wrote me an email and said that because I was talking about the penalties, and they said they're going to get hit, or they got hit with an $800 penalty, a single guy for not having the Affordable Care Act, you know, the health share insurance. And I just started giggling, and then I said, you need to check out Liberty Health Share for a few bucks more. You actually would have just paid a penalty. You would have received something for the money you put into it.
There you go. Now, there's the concept.
So, I know, right? I think it through. Anyway, Dale, tell people how they can get more information on health sharing.
The best way is libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org. That's our website. There's a toll-free number there you can call. Talk to one of our trusted advisors in the contact center. Or request a free information guide. We call it a decision guide. It comes to your email or mail, whichever you prefer. Or peruse the pages of the website, but libertyhealthshare.org.
Dale, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me today, and I do appreciate the time you spent. And keep up the good work, and keep praying for me. I need it too, you know.
I know, man. We're praying for you.
Have a great afternoon.
Joe.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only store.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do. And I hope you enjoyed Dale in the last two segments. I mean, really, you're really going to have a handle on this. You really have to understand how it works. And if these other two programs, I mean, if ACA goes away, which I hope it does, but the Republicans do a really stupid, dumb thing, and they don't give you the right program, the right choices, or what have you. You really ought to look into Liberty Health Share, seriously. You got to give it some serious thought. Now, and again, when we look at what's going on in the markets, we look at what's going on financially. A lot of you may or may not be financially set or secure, or even feeling comfortable, right? I mean, think about it. So, I want you to give some thought to, you know, David Fisher is the CEO of Landmark Capital. And he's talked to us about precious coins, precious metals. So here's what I try to do with them. Here's what I've worked out with him. He will give you a free silver coin. But you got to call him. And they're going to send you some stuff to read, not volumes. If you can't read five or six pieces of paper, white paper, yes, it's white paper, get over yourself. If you can't read those to find out what how to support, secure your kids, then you got a problem. You got a pretty big problem. This is not a big deal. And if you think it's a bunch of hooey, they're sending it for free. The call's for free. The coin is free. Everything is free. And if you think that's what it's worth, well, then take the coin, and be happy with your proud self. You know what I'm saying? So like I do from time to time, I'd like to bring on David Fisher. He is the CEO of Landmark Capital. And, you know, David, you hear him on the show every week. But one of the things we don't hear often enough, you know, he's willing to invest in you. He's willing to take a minute to talk to you, tell you what's going on with precious metals, and he's willing to put his money where his mouth is. David, you've got a free giveaway for my listeners, and more than one way. I mean, tell them what you're willing to give them for free, like the government.
Well, don't put me in the same category as the government now. I'm not a socialistic kind of guy. I'm an entrepreneur that helps people. You know, but seriously, Joe, our country is divided like never, ever seen in my lifetime. I'm 55 years old. It reminds me of what I've read somewhat in history books, where we've had a lot of, you know, kind of like when Reagan got into office. I think it's a little bit more than that, though, although I was in high school then. But, you know, we had a time in history where our country was so divided, more than now. During Civil War times, we were fighting against ourselves. I guess we are doing that in some ways, but not like back then in the Civil War times. And they took off our coinage back then, our silver coins, the verbiage, "In God We Trust," the motto. Some people believe, and I do, once you take the Lord out of a country, you know, then it's going to have some problems. And some might even say it's that the fall is near and around the corner. As a result of that, the historians said, let's put the motto back on our coinage. And they did that in a Morgan dollar. That's the name of the coin. And they started minting this coin in 1878 and finished it in 1921. Many believe that this was the most distinctive coin ever produced at the time in its initial release. That was the most sophisticated coin design ever executed at the mint at that time. And to bring this into perspective is that the face of the coin, the front of the coin, I use simple terms here. There's a terminology in coins called it the obverse and reverse. But the front of the coin has a picture of a lady. She's the statue lady wearing the crown. And in the crown, there's the predominant crops from the north and the south, wheat and cotton. This is to show that let's bring our country back together. On the back of the coin, there's the eagle with full-breasted wings. And above the eagle, they put back on the coin, "In God We Trust," representing that we want God to be over our country. We want our country to come back to being one nation under God, because it's under the eagle, under the motto. And some historians actually put in the history books of this coin design that they want the presence of God to come back to our country. So definitely this was a change, and it did create change. And this has now become a classic silver coin, one of the most widely bought and collected coin in history. We're going to give it away for free. It's an uncirculated, brilliant uncirculated silver Morgan dollar for the next 21 callers, for people who are this. They've been hearing my voice on your program, Joe. They're concerned. They want to learn about how to protect their money. Maybe they have a 401k or an IRA, or they have money in the bank, and they've heard about this thing called a bail-in. They want to learn more about it. They never got a packet. This is now an incentive to get that packet, and it could be one step of many towards protecting their wealth from inflation, currency devaluation, or the worst case scenario, a bail-in. So for the next 21 callers, if they're qualified that way, we're going to give them a free silver Morgan dollar, and they can reach our company at 844-715-7311, and this will hopefully help them make their portfolio great and make America great and come back together and be one nation under God.
I agree with you, David. I mean, little things mean a lot, and when we start chopping away at the little things that made our country great, and I agree with you. I think that when you look at some of the monarchies over the years that have fessed up and said the reason we started taking nosedive is we took God out of the picture, I just think that it's proof positive. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Hey, listen, take advantage of that offer. Don't be stupid. Don't sit there and go, oh, no. I'm going to get on your mailing list, and you're never going to leave me alone. It doesn't happen with David's group. That's landmarkgold.com, landmarkgold.com. David Fisher, thanks for being with me. Yeah, it's free. I just am amazed at how many people don't take advantage of this. Really, really don't, you know, dive in and take advantage of this. Okay. The I had to put that in there because, you know, guys, I'm going to start doing reminding you every night because I think more of you should take advantage of it. You're going to learn about things that you just don't get on an everyday basis. All right? Now, as we keep getting beat up with what goes on with President Trump, all the stuff that he's doing wrong, right? You talk about all these conflicts of interest. I mean, they just go to town with the conflicts of interest that Trump has. Nobody talked about the FBI number two man who didn't disclose his wife's ties to Clinton. Right? Nothing there to talk about. Now, a top FBI official came under scrutiny last year, you know, over his wife's campaign contributions from Hillary Clinton. Or actually, to be more specific, from a Hillary ally. Didn't list any of those in the 2015 donations of his wife's salary on the financial disclosure forms. Now, the records obtained through a Freedom of Information Act request show FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe left the box blank for his wife, Dr. Jill McCabe's salary as a doctor with the Commonwealth Emergency Physicians. You know, leaving it blank is no excuse. And there's no documentation of the hundreds of thousands of campaign funds she received in her unsuccessful 2015 Virginia State Senate race. Now, it was originally reported by the Wall Street Journal and that the Clinton confidant and Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe urged McCabe's wife to run for the statewide office shortly after news reports were published that Hillary used a private email server and address for all her government business while serving as secretary. Now, for the reporting period of October through November 2015, McCabe's campaign filings show she received almost $500,000 from Common Good VA, a political action committee controlled by McAuliffe, as well as an additional $292,000 from a second Democratic PAC. Asked why the deputy director did not list his wife's salary or campaign contributions or make note or check the box or anything like that, an FBI spokesman responded and said the forms were certified as in compliance with the applicable laws and regulations. The spokesman added, Office of Government Ethics Regulations do not stipulate that a spouse's salary or contributions received by a spouse's political campaign must be declared. After the story was first published, an FBI spokesman provided an on-the-record statement to Fox News, and they were defending McCabe's disclosure. They went on to say the rules instructed filers how to complete the OGE 278E form are published by the Independent Office of Government Ethics. You know, I can bore you to death with all this stuff, but basically they say he was within the law. There's no law that requires a president to show you their tax returns. Last I checked, there wasn't. There's no law that says that a president has to disclose, you know, all the way back to when Jesus was here the first time, their financial statements. They do it because they want to, because they think it's the right thing to do. In Trump's case, you knew exactly what they're going to do with them. And I'm so glad that Maddow got stung. Right? Now, the box should have been, in this case, the box should have been checked with a C other, with a whatever, or you know, either it was checked or unchecked, or an explanation or a non-explanation. I think when you leave it open like that, right, you're asking for scrutiny. But there was no comment on it, and what they're going to say is there was no comment on it because it's a non-story. Come on back. I got a lot I want to talk about the next hour, a lot, and you're going to be joined by retired General Paul Vallely. Talk about truly. He just got back from Russia. We're going to talk about his trip and really what's going on in the Middle East.